Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. One of our regular visitors to Radio Kitchen is Adam Borden, the Food Scout. As part of his regular job, he has to go to what are known as fancy food shows, where all sorts of wacky and wonderful new products are on display. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino of Quirks and Abercrombie, we always have fun with Adam's here. Welcome.
Good to have you, Adam. I like to see all the food in front of me. What do we got?
Well, I'm glad you're hungry.
Yes, I am.
The first thing we've got is some miniature bundt cakes. They're all natural. And they're infused with premium spirits.
Nice. They're cute. And they're like single serving?
Some kind of booze, in other words.
Exactly. Not enough to make you really drunk, but enough to taste.
Here, what do we have here?
Well, the two flavors we've got is a mocha double chocolate chunk with Patron tequila coffee liqueur.
Jerry, you want to get down with that?
I've got that. Yeah, okay. I already got it.
Then we've got dark chocolate rum raisin with a Perrot Reserve rum.
That is really good.
Taste how moist it is?
Mm-hmm. It's extremely moist, and there's just a little touch of this flavor. It doesn't feel like they doused it with the alcohol.
Right. You said you could just put these in the microwave to warm them up.
Warm them up for 10 seconds. It's from a company called Great Spirits Baking Company.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Wonderful. I need something to wash that down, Adam.
Yeah. Indeed. So I brought with me today a couple different types of soda from a company called Vignette Wine Country Soda. Mm-hmm. They're out of Northern California. What they do is they take single grape varietal juice, Chardonnay and Pinot Noir is what we've got today, and they mix it with some sparkling water.
Okay, we're going to pour a little Chardonnay here.
Yeah, they look good. I mean, the package is beautiful.
It's a clean, simple bottle, clean label. You taste a little bit of grapiness, not so much that it's really sweet. It's not a grape soda like you're used to.
Right.
Yeah, and I don't know that I'd pick this out of Chardonnay necessarily, but it is a very true grapey flavor.
And they're delicate. They're not
delicate, very refreshing. Sort of I would love
overly
this.
Overly sweet and powerful. They're
you can easily drink a bottle of it. And just like
at breakfast time or something like that, it'd be great. Around the pool would be ideal. What else do you got? You got a red over here.
Yeah, here's the Pinot Noir.
Okay,
give that a try. And you can tell from the color, it's obviously a different type.
Oh, yeah. Not as dark as Pinot, but kind of the beautiful reddish color.
It tastes different.
It does. Yep.
Jerry, you and I have been, Adam, you too, you've been out to vineyards, and you know how good grapes taste right off the vines, or some of the juice that they crush. I've always wanted...
Yeah, it's a great idea.
I thought this was a great idea waiting to happen, so it is. What's the name again of it?
This is called Vignette Wine Country Soda.
Wow, perfect. Really nice. And I see a couple things in jars that look vaguely Mexican, which excites me. So what do we have here?
Indeed, this is a new company called San Angel Mole, and they make a series of sauces. Mole means sauce. Yeah. So although we typically think of it as a traditional chocolate sauce, there's all sorts of varieties. The ones that they make are Oaxacan, which is made with chocolate, but it's got a number of ingredients on it. If you look at the label.
Yeah, it's crazy. There's, I don't know, like 30 things in here.
Give us a little.
Everything from tomato paste, chili peppers, wheat flour, raisins, molasses, corn tortillas, peanuts, roasted garlic, sesame seeds, blah, blah, blah. It goes on.
Wow.
It's incredibly complex. It's really delicious.
It's very nuanced.
Yeah.
It is. It's a little bit sweet, but, you know, if I had roast pork, for instance, this would be the first thing I would reach for. And you have a second one.
We do. This is from Puebla. It's called a red mole. So you'll taste it's got a little bit more of a pepper flavor to it.
More chili.
A little bit more chili, but not hot.
No, not at all.
Let me get this a little try here. Mm. Puebla, they have a lot of beef there. I know that. So let's.
This is good. Think. They're incredible.
That's
a jar's like what, 6-8 ounces? I mean, 6 or 8 servings worth.
Yeah, you would typically add chicken stock or water to it when you're making the sauce.
Sure.
Now I have not, to be honest, seen mole's packaged before available like this. You know, there may be a couple very very basic ones.
Right. This is high-end stuff.
But this is really
delicious.
Really nice.
You're starting to see a lot more regional authentic cuisine that's taking place and that's becoming more available.
It's really great. Adam, thank you so much for scouting for us.
Thanks for having me.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.